Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast 2.0.
2.0.
Still? 2.0. Did you say 0.0?
2.0.
Tell me your phone number. But no. Say it. Say it how you'd say it by going 00000. Like, how do you break up your mobile number?
Okay, so I'd say 00000.
No, you wouldn't. You give them five straight away. That's crazy.
I'm coming in with five.
You are wild.
I'm going
00000.
00000.
I'm lost already.
000.
Yeah?
000. 533. What are you?
00.
You started with two.
No. Oh.
You just started with 07.
No. So we go 0003.
It's okay. Do you even know?
00. I do little chunks, mate.
Okay, so start again, sorry.
Which is my nickname. 000.
Yeah.
00.
Yeah.
00.
Yeah.
I just go two all the way then.
So it's your 32222.
Yeah.
No.
I love it as well.
I'm 533.
They're never lost.
No, of course they're not, but they're bored.
They're bored.
They've typed it in
and it
ages
takes far
ago.
Far too long.
Yeah.
They're never bored.
They're never. No, they
zero,
are bored.
Zero,
they're not lost.
Zero. Zero, 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 zero.
That, you're not three at the end.
Ethan, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yes, hello Joe, how are you?
Yes.
What's your what's your routine through the mobile number then? What are we talking?
I would say I mix one thing I do
okay.
is I yeah, mix up the zeros yeah. with O's. So some, for part of it I'll say zeros, for the other part I'll say O's.
I'm definitely an O boy.
Oh yeah.
A dough boy, did you say?
No, an O boy.
O boy. Yeah, I'm an O boy as well. Even no, though it's wrong, technically
went,
it's wrong.
You said zero.
Yeah, because you said say it in zeros.
All right.
And then you said it in zeros afterwards.
Yeah, so you're not. Why is O wrong?
Because O is the letter in like Google.
Oh,
is
you're
O,
right.
And zero is the number. So we should be saying zero, but you know. And the only time that gets problematic is if you're doing a registration plate where it's a mixture of O's
I
and
hate,
zeros.
I hate that. Yeah. I've got a mix of two reg.
No,
two
yeah.
zero
you got,
yeah,
you got
yeah.
an O and a zero and
I got
a
O and a zero and I fucking hate it.
That's
and I
horrible.
Still, right now, without looking, couldn't tell you what's what.
I don't think I could tell you. The only difference is a zero is slightly taller, isn't it? An O is rounder. But even then, on a reg plate, everything's squared
everything's
up anyway.
Square.
Ethan, how are you going through your number? What's your format? So I'm 533. Joe is 3222. What are you?
Okay, so zero...
Starts with a one. You're starting what with a
so
one?
What, so you go zero straight away.
So someone says, can I be phone number? And you go, zero.
Yeah.
Everyone starts
sorry.
With zero.
Sorry. So I'm really, like, my brain is, like, struggling not to say my phone number
yeah,
right now.
I can imagine.
So.
Just say it. Hey, do us a favor. Well, have you got a piece of paper and pen in front of you?
Right, yeah.
Write it down. Dude, write it down how you would say it. And then read it out like
right,
that.
So,
whilst
okay.
Ethan is doing this, do us a favour. Would you subscribe to the Sloppy Joes? Welcome to 2.0. But we're trying to get to 10K ASAP. So we're nearly at the 8K mark. We want to get to 10K as soon as we can. So make sure you do that and join the bloody Patreon, Joe.
Yeah, loads of extra stuff going out on there. We've got a Q&A coming out soon, extra podcast. Every single podcast goes out early. We've also got special features, Come Dine With Me. We've also had the forfeits for the Joe
we
versus Joe.
New York.
We went to New York. There's the New York vlogs on there. Honestly, there's plenty of stuff over there.
And it just helps us.
Cheapest.
Because as Ethan says, we may shut down.
No,
we will.
Not true.
We
Stop.
Will.
It's everyone. Inevitable.
So if you like the
we're
show.
We're not going to shut down.
We will.
If you like the show.
Could do.
You lost
yeah,
Woolworths.
Could, but we're not going to.
Nothing lasts forever. Especially
Woolworths is
no money.
Back.
You lost BHS.
Yeah, thanks to that fucking
Thomas
dickhead.
Cook.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it.
You know, what else did you lose? Margaret Thatcher. So not all things that go are bad.
Would you like to hear us?
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry, just to clarify, what I meant is when some things go, it's not bad. I'm not saying that Thatcher wasn't bad. I'm saying her going wasn't
it's
bad.
It's unfortunate that you've just come out as a...
No, anyway, I was trying to be anti-Thatcher, but instead I was pro-Thatcher.
Ethan,
talk to me about your format, boy.
00,
yeah.
000, 000, 000, 00.
Oh! 2342!
Where did the four come from?
2342, man!
I was ending on a double three.
I couldn't believe it. 2342. Wow, so what am I? I'm 533. You're a 3-2-2-2-2. And you're a 4. You're a. What?
Because
you're a 2-4-3-3.
The fourth
two,
last
three, four,
and the,
three.
The fourth last and the third last are the same digits, so you might as well say double that.
Incredible. Let us know what format you go through a
yes.
phone in the comments below. And if you want to give us your phone number, Joe will text you.
Breaking Joe's. I texted you the other day about playing darts. Got nothing from you.
No, not nothing. I said I'm...
Nothing?
No.
You talk shit.
Wait a sec. What do you mean nothing?
You said you weren't going to come to my darts. I knew Ethan was working because I signed Ethan up to a film for Stephen Tries. They're doing another Come Down With Me. Brilliant okay. fun.
Solo idea.
So I knew Ethan was working on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to do darts at my house.
Yeah.
First things first, darts are expensive. Not the board itself, but the actual, the weapons.
Are they?
The arrows.
You can get a set of three arrows for under a tenner.
Where are you getting these from? Darts, boy.
I'll tell you where I'm getting them from, where? Obviously. Have you ever been to Worksop?
No.
Right. So you're not going to get them from there then, are you?
Right, well, I'll tell you this.
There's a place on Carton Road.
Minimum 17 quid from Argos.
No.
Yeah, Argos. And there's only three. Went to Sports Direct. Get this.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Sports Direct.
I've never seen this before. He's like, he's looking over there. He's looking over.
I'm trying to think of the name.
He's like, fucking
is it right? There's a really old sports shop on the Carlton Road in Worksop, and I can't think what it's called. And I'm going to think what it's called. But we used to go in there all the time. It's a bloke's name, and me and Adam used to go in there. We'd get try a little Slazenger V500 out or whatever, a little cricket bat,
nice.
a little Gun and More cricket bat.
Is he still
bat.
There?
I think so, but I can't remember his name. I remember it.
Right. So I went to Sports Direct,
yeah.
You know, which was fucking embarrassing trying to buy. Yeah, I felt people were looking at me.
Is it because they thought you were Mike Ashley?
No, they thought I was fucking Luke Littler. So I'm in the darts section looking like I need some new fucking equipment to win the worlds. So I'm in the darts section. I had to ask where it was first. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
The darts section was... No, hardly anything left on the shelves because obviously this my success.
Yeah.
So what was left was a really flimsy dartboard with
flimsy.
Yeah.
Well, they're notoriously stiff objects, aren't they?
Oh, this was bad. It was a bad dartboard.
It's one of those magnetic like felt ones.
Yeah, but it was halfway between that and a real dartboard. But it had included in the package six darts.
What are you on about then?
Or, and that was £10.
For the whole thing. So six darts and a dartboard for a tenner.
Yeah.
Two shit.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. Or the next to it was just, this is all that was left. Three darts, 30 quid.
Oh.
I'm not a fucking, I'm not mad, am I?
No.
Bought that darts board. Didn't get it out until the night. Daryl came round.
Ken Ward! Sorry. The sports shop on Carlton Road Works was called Ken Ward.
Ken Ward.
Sorry.
Daryl came round and we played darts.
Mm.
Just me and him before other people came around and he went, you can't have these, Joe. It was the darts. I was sold by Sports Direct a dartboard where the darts didn't fit in.
What?
Like, as in, like, it didn't land in. You would throw it straight at the board as hard as you can and it'd fucking fly off. They were so flimsy. It was unbelievable.
But you say that, like, the people at Sports Direct are these sort of former athletes. Like, Greg Rutherford was there and you had fucking Tanny Gray
Thompson.
What's he
doing in the dart section?
They say it was in the darts section. In the darts section, you had not Philip O'Taylor because I think he's problematic off the board, off the hockey. You probably had, you know, Raymond Van Barneveld.
Yeah,
he was there. But really, it's just 16-year-olds who were at sixth form with a little t-shirt and trying to snog each other who work at Sports Direct, didn't it? So what did you expect, really?
When's the last time you went into Sports Direct?
There's a really good one in the Arndale. Have you been?
Oh, yeah, that one's wild.
It's got like five or six stories.
It's got a slide from one floor to the other.
Is that true?
No. Ethan, are you completely out of Sports Direct now because of Ashley?
Yeah, don't go to Fat Mike's.
That's
what we call it, yeah. Stay away from there.
Fat Mike's is the name of pretty much every restaurant you've ever been to, isn't it? They're all called stuff like that, aren't they? Chubby
Big Luke's.
Chubby Checkers, Big Luke's, Fat Mike's, Gross Greg's. I mean, actually, that is from Newcastle. So
it is from Newcastle. No, it's not. There's only
you
one.
You must have been to a restaurant called Fat Mike's.
Fat Pat's is the only one. I've been to Fat Mike's. There's Fat Tony's. He does lasagna. Oh, that's Lazy Tony. Sorry. Sponsor the pod.
Not fat, he's just lazy.
So
he's very skinny.
We did darts on the Friday, and I told Becky I was going to sort it because we did it against a wall.
Yeah, I'm going to get
a picture. Did you? Bloody hell.
Treated it to a little bit of fun before the friends came around.
Bullseye.
Oh. Yeah, you wish. Hit the rim.
God knows what triple 20 means.
You bounced out.
So I made a mistake. What?
This picture of the fucking setup.
Can you forward that to Ethan? So the setup, it looks like I thought it'd be a fun idea to get a yoga mat as the sort of protective shield. But unfortunately, I bought a yoga mat that on the bottom of it said, love the burn. So whilst people are throwing darts at the dartboard, the yoga mat just gets you hyped up for a workout that they probably didn't do.
Or eating some very spicy wings.
Love the burn.
So shit.
Well, we had fun, you know.
So where is that?
It's in my kitchen.
Oh, that's next to the fridge. So you've got two, I mean, for people who are listening, you've got a sort of a torn, shredded kind of cardboard box.
Yeah.
Either side of a yoga mat that's clearly been sort of nailed to the wall, probably causing more damage than any darts would have done anyway.
Do you know what? It's not nailed to the wall, actually. I cut out a little bit of it in the middle, and then there's a hook just where a picture frame would have been and was moments before. And then I sort of hooked the dartboard and the yoga mat together.
Unbelievable.
It was a great night.
Was it good? Sorry, yeah. I couldn't make it.
Oh, you're not.
I am.
You had some wild excuse as well. You excuse FMU.
What did I say?
It's like just... Yeah, you don't even know because you're just talking shit.
Well, I know
it's
that...
It's like spin the...
Oh, no, I know what happened.
Tired. Oh, the media dome's calling. No. Oh, I'm busy because I've got FIFA points.
No, not true.
Oh,
I didn't play FIFA.
I'm doing the fucking... What was it you were talking about last week? The dunk or whatever, the dunk method. Mm-hmm. Oh, bloody blah, 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 blah.
You're a disgrace. I couldn't come because by the time we were ready, it was like 8:30.
I mean, the night's just fucking...
I say not even ready.
The night's just getting started. Yeah, the dance
club,
my friend.
I had work the next day, didn't I? I had work the next day. But I hope it was good. I invited you to have a drink the next night and you didn't even reply, so...
Well, I was doing croquettes at the Alex. I was
what, selling... in the evening?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Till when? There. Till what time?
I left. I spent too long out on Saturday night. Got back at 3 a.m.
Did you?
Awful. Also met a very... No.
Go on, say it. We can always slice it out.
What do you mean?
If it's too bad for the
podcast. It's something to do with you.
Oh. Go on, then.
Do you not remember what happened this week? And you were annoyed by it?
No.
I met the mother-in-law, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
What
woman? Why did you say awful, by the way?
Nothing. I was going to say, like a...
Why did you start the sentence with, I met the awful?
No, I didn't say I met the awful. I was going to say, I stopped myself and said, that's awful, I can't say that.
Okay.
I met your mother-in-law.
Yeah. Well, you met my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, and my to-be sister-in-law, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you met basically Lizzie's whole family.
Ethan.
Behind my back.
Yeah.
I'm DJing the wedding.
I did hear about this.
What did you hear?
You were DJing the wedding.
No, I'm going to be DJing the wedding.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
There was a slight... The only awkward thing about the DJ in the wedding, and I don't mind them seeing this, is that I asked them for no-go songs.
Mm. Was, like, was it all your big bangers?
My
I told you, you've got to retire YMCA, well, man.
No, actually, YMCA is still on the list.
That's
I'm
still
talking
on the, list.
The band Sweet Caroline.
Course, good.
Come on, Eileen got the band.
Good. Overused Wedding Tribe.
By Dixie's Midnight Runners.
I know the song and it's Dexys, but good to know you're a proper DJ.
No, as a big boy, we call it Dixies.
Dixie's.
As
chicken.
We listen to it on the way there.
When you do your midnight run to Dixie's.
Right, the bucket
so
out.
That got banned. What else got slung?
No, the rest of them were. It made sense.
Right.
But
you're going to be able to do it because that trims your. If you take out all the sort of cheesy bangers, that trims your library down to about 4 or 5 songs. Well, that last 6
hours.
I
made a case for the Black Eyed Peas. They agreed. I made a case for Shawada Wada. They agreed. Shaka Khan's getting played. They agreed. You know.
Don't spoil it. I've got a wedding to go to. How mad is it that, like, in my head, the event that you're least likely to be at is my brother-in-law's wedding. And yet you're literally one of the main people there.
And the very adamant me getting pissed as well.
Yeah, they love it.
Like, get it, you leave your car there and everything, so...
Yeah, but don't do what I've seen you do in the past. And I'm not going to point fingers, but... There have been times, and you've admitted this afterwards, where you've got so pissed that you've played the same song twice in 20 minutes.
And it'd be awful if it was the first dance, wouldn't it? If I played the first dance
don't
twice,
do that.
That'd be bad. Nah, I won't be drinking.
You will.
Nah, I won't.
How about you just start at 6? How long are you doing? You're doing 6 hours,
aren't
you?
I'm doing 6 hours.
It's like bloody Bristol shopping centre all over again, this, isn't it?
Yeah, but it'd be good fun because there's the cake in the middle.
Yeah, that's true.
There's the first dance. We've got a new sponsor, Joe! Hey! This is very exciting as the Sloppers welcome Surfshark.
Hello, Surfshark. I like surfing. I like sharks.
Imagine if you saw a shark surfing.
On a surfboard. Well, that's basically what you get with Surfshark VPN, isn't it?
Now, for those who don't know, Joe, the words VPN, what does it mean and why is it so bloody good?
If I'm honest, I don't know what the letters mean, but I do know what it means. It means online internet security. Yes. Not just do you get extra security, your IP address isn't being tracked 24/7 like it is normally. Mm-hmm. You also get access to loads of great content when you're not in the country that you're from.
Yes,
do you know
indeed.
When you go on holiday and you want to watch a bit of Premier League football,
yep.
When you go on holiday, actually that new thing out on Netflix, it's out first in America. Maybe let me just change my country, nip over to America, and watch it there. No strings attached.
This sounds pretty bad, but I always like to use VPNs for reality shows when I'm away.
Yeah.
I did. I was in England for a lot of the time whilst I was sunbathing in Spain, yeah. Watching Love Island.
You're in Spain, but your laptop was in England.
It was indeed.
Love Island. It's beautiful.
The Sloppy Joes have got an incredible offer for you. A coffee-priced offer. Ooh. You know what I mean? And we love our coffee.
Oh, God.
Do we? Do we? We have got 81% off for you, Sloppers, and up to 3 months free if you want to join with Surfshark. All you got to do is look at this.
Ooh.
Little website for you to visit.
Beautiful.
It is. Let me get this right. Surfshark.deals/sloppy. And also, Joe, how amazing is that offer? But there is no risk in trying Surfshark. They offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. 30 days is one more than 29.
That's unbelievable. That's February on a good year. And you get longer than that.
You're
joking, man.
This is what you need to know. Surfshark are amazing new sponsors, and we've got a deal for you, Sloppers. So go and make the most of it now. The link is in the description. And our code is what, Joe?
Surfshark.deals/sloppy.
What are you doing, Joe? What are you doing there, mate?
Podcasting and that.
Yeah, but for the audio listeners, you've got what? Look, I thought you were filling up your e-cigarette at one point, but you're putting drops into your ear.
Yeah, it's not going well, mate.
What's up with you?
Poorly boy, innit?
Your ear? Can I read it? By the way, anytime I make that noise, you say it's the worst noise you've ever heard.
It's still the
but
worst
when enough. You make it, this isn't prescription, is it?
What is it?
Joe Smith's olive oil ear drops.
Don't say it like you're making it's my brand.
What are you doing? Are you?
I'm in a world of pain.
Is this from the doctor?
This is from the docos. It's olive oil.
Olive oil.
Yeah, you could make a lovely, you know,
pasta
alla oil.
You're putting olive oil in your ears.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of right ear partial blockage, left ear full blockage? Couldn't even see my eardrum. We've got a waxy build-up, man.
Have you really?
We've got a waxy build-up.
And putting olive oil in helps it.
This is phase one. So there's a lot of options.
Phase two, salt and pepper.
Funnily enough, it is sodium-based.
Oh.
So we go from olive oil to salt. So basically, if that doesn't work, then I think it's harissa paste after that.
Let's know.
Eventually, they just grate a fine bit of parmesan and they just have to eat the whole head.
I'll tell you what would work. We still got it in the over there. Do you remember that fucking Ethan's stepbrother gave us that hot sauce?
Yeah. That'll get the wax out. So, but I'm not. The thing is, it's a bit gross, isn't it, having like an earwax buildup. But I don't. No wax ever comes out of my ears. I don't have wax. If you look in my ears, you can't see it. But it's deep, 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 deep stuff.
Did someone come and have a look?
So I went to the doctor's. She was lovely.
And she's you're back again.
Yeah, exactly.
Never fucking out of that place.
So you mentioned I've got a little blood condition in that. So in my head, I associate the doctors with like bad news. So I'm shitting it. She did my blood pressure through the roof. But when I test it at home, it's fine. We had a chat. But I'm nervous.
Do you manipulate the scores?
I fudge the numbers. Yeah. Do you know like Harry Wormwood on Matilda when he's using that drill to put the mileage down on the cars that he's selling? I do that, but with my own heart. So I'm like, it's 110 over 60.
What should it be?
It should be like 120 over 70.
It'd be good
like
to bring that machine in once and just do us all.
I don't. It wouldn't read you.
Because it would fucking read
it
me.
It wouldn't.
No.
It would assume you were a hummingbird with your elevated heart rate. So she did that. It was slightly high, but we put that down to white cone syndrome, which is apparently a thing. And then I'm, because like I said, because of that, I'm always looking for reassurance at the doctors. So I go in there and basically tell them what I think it is and look for them to nod along and convince me that it's okay.
Yeah.
So I don't, because I thought, surely this, other than your brain is leaking out your ears, it can't really be anything bad, this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like going in there going, oh, so when I tilt my head, I can hear like a little clunk, like something moving in there, like rattling about, like I think it must be wax. And I was going, does that sound like wax to you? That sounds like it could be wax.
I know what you mean, being on edge a little bit.
Yeah, and she's going, well, I'm not sure. We'll have a little look at that. Yeah. And then they always ask you that thing, have you lost loads of weight in the last 6 months? Do you know, because
it looked like I've lost loads of weight.
Yeah, I wish I had put a stone on. Anyway, so then she looks at my ear. Wow. Unbelievable.
Really?
Left ear is completely blocked. She said I couldn't even see her eardrum. The right ear.
Can you hear all right?
I think so, yeah. So I don't get it. But it must be just a very thin, precise film.
Why don't you go to see the Turkish boys?
What do they do?
Set your ear on fire. Have you ever seen it?
Well, yeah, that's very
Have you ever seen it? You show me where they put like a little bit of wax and then they set it on fire and it burns your insides.
They put the cone in.
Yeah, the cone.
It's like a paper cone that they
set
on fire.
Yeah, boom. Go see the boys. I've got a little... I'll sort you out. Ross.
Well, I'm going to try these first. I've got the olive oil eardrops. And I was like, so how does this work? Like, you put it in and then it sort of slips. Like, can I grab it and pull it out? She's like, oh, no. You'll just wake up in the morning and there'll be loads of yellow discharge on your pillow.
Oh, fucking hell.
I was like, come on. I got rid of that when I fixed the chlamydia. Do you know what I mean? Last thing I need is to wake up to a load of yellow discharge. Unbelievable.
Is that what you wake up to, Ethan? Oh, can you speak to us now? Is that allowed?
I woke up to a load of blood in my pillow on Tuesday
fucking
morning.
Jeffrey Dahmer, innit?
What happened?
He's killed someone. Of course he has.
I've not.
He has.
No.
Admit it, man.
If there was somebody who looked like Jeffrey Dahmer here, I'd probably be the closest, wouldn't I?
Oh, without question,
well,
yeah.
Of us three.
Who looks the most like a serial killer out of us three? You look like the clown killer.
I look like I eat cereal.
No, the clown killer. Do you remember him? Have you
the
seen
clown
him?
Killer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks John Wayne Gacy.
But wasn't he a killer clown?
Yeah, the killer clown. The clown killer, same thing.
No, because I think the clown killer kills clowns.
He could do, but a serial killer doesn't kill cereal, does he?
No, that's true.
He's killing more than once. You look like John Wayne Gacy.
No, don't.
Yeah,
I'm not having that.
Well, let me get a picture of him.
I don't look. No, because he didn't have a beard.
Yeah, but come on, there's not an exact replica, is there?
Who's
got a beard
like
then? Harold Shipman. I probably look like, what's his name? Manson or something?
Manson? I don't really know much
Charles
about Manson.
Manson. Let's have a look at John Wayne Gacy. Yeah, that's you all over that.
Let's have a look.
Well.
Is it fuck me? It's just a fat guy.
It's not.
Really is.
Right.
Really is.
Sorry, there isn't 100 million serial killers for me to choose from. Well, that's as good
I'd
as we're going to get.
Take his hairline.
Yeah, he's got a wicked hairline.
Right,
so I look like.
You're dying. No, I'm not. This isn't like fucking.
So I'm Charles Manson, I'd say, probably. Just because of the hair more than anything.
And is he the guy who sucks his own penis?
Oh, no, that's. Huh? I'm not. Well, it's not that. I couldn't reach it.
Ethan, carry on. Why did you have blood in your bed?
It was all came from my ear, you see.
Now that is serious.
Yeah, so what happened?
That's what happens when
fucking dramatic pauses.
Do you know when a dog gets hit by a car and you go, oh, it's fine, and then it just lays down on the floor and blood starts coming out of its ear and you go, it's not fine, the interior
Joe,
is just
Joe,
mush.
Joe.
That's
I've
what's happened
never
to me.
Seen a dog get hit by a car.
Same.
When have you seen a dog get hit by a car?
You can get them quite cheap from the
Anyway, Ethan, what happened?
Well, it was a trauma.
trauma.
Fucking ending today.
Yeah.
Traumatic incident. So what happened was I was playing football, and
lads.
And as I play in goal, I saw the ball flying towards me, and it swerved, and there was only one way I could get that ball. I thought. Get my fucking ear on it.
Get your ear on it. I've never seen a keeper do that, have you?
Never seen that.
I don't actually know if that's allowed, is it?
It's allowed. It's in the laws of the game.
In the laws.
So you thought
the
only way to save this is to save it with my ear.
Yep.
And then so you did that, and then your brain started bleeding out.
Eared it away. Then afterwards, there was a load of dry blood in my ear, which came out like sand. And I thought that was it. And I woke up in the morning and the pillow was red.
Why are you laughing?
Are you having a zombie? You got hit in the head and then you started bleeding down out of your ear. And then since we've started this podcast, you've said about 9 words.
Yeah, and you don't like to talk about stuff because you forget about it.
Oh, well, yeah, so I think I'm okay, but yeah, quite a history.
So that was on the weekend. Did you do anything else on the weekend? Did you go out boozing or anything?
Yes, I did. I went to Didsbury.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh. I went and had some Nepalese food.
Wow.
And what I did was I looked at the menu, me and Wob looked at the menu, and I said, let's go for the chef's special.
Oh, what place is this? What's it called?
It's called... I think it's called the Great Kathmandu.
Oh, lovely! Did they recommend the chef special to you as well when you said it? Did they say fine choice?
Kathmandu.
No, not at all. There's just a big star on the menu.
Yeah.
And I just thought that's a bit of me. Actually the chef special was the chicken one, but then I just thought I'd rather the lamb one. So it wasn't actually the chef's special. It would have been.
If you'd have gone chicken, it would have been, but you didn't.
Oh, what's going on today?
So then what happened?
I introduced Wob to keema rice.
Oh, nice. Which is rice with meat in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Blew his mind away. He never knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
Also showed him a Peshwari naan.
What, just a picture?
No, I ordered it. He got a garlic one. He said, I really wish I got your order, mate. Just the Peshwari naan and the keema rice.
I'm upset because this is like, you know, the first time you speak to a grandparent and you realise that it's not them anymore.
Yeah, they've gone.
Ethan got hit in the head and he's gone.
Well, it was very nice. I insisted on paying for the meal.
What? You got what?
Yeah, something's gone wrong. It must be a traumatic head injury because that's not Ethan.
You're a tight ass.
That's not Ethan, that.
And then he kept asking, and it was like 70-odd quid.
Are you on a date?
No, I felt I haven't really done much with Wob in a while, so I thought I owe him one.
You don't talk us out for tea or anything.
No, you have to, it takes a few years.
What's Wob done? What's the nicest thing Wob's ever done for you?
Just be there.
Joe would do that. He'd take you to an Nepalese restaurant.
Yeah, he did take me to a lovely restaurant once before.
See?
That's true.
So how was it then? Was it nice?
Oh, I was... Let's take ourselves a few hours into the future.
From now?
From then.
Right.
Until...
Please, funky funk.
And I had... my stomach was all over the place.
Oh, no.
I woke up in cold sweats.
This was your Everest, wasn't it? Which makes sense with it being Nepalese.
So one night you're waking up with cold sweats, the one night you're waking up with blood. It was an awful weekend of
sleep.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Your mattress has seen some fucking sights, hasn't it, this weekend?
Oh, I was rolling round, and I just had to have a little sit on the end of the bed. And then I walked to the bathroom, and a little bit sick. But it wasn't because of the food, it was because of the acidity of the stomach. Bubbling away. So I just thought I'd get my hand down there and clear it all out.
Did you do that? You made yourself sick?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Sure, do you?
I needed, when we were in Galway, and there was something just sitting there and I could have done with being sick.
Mm.
So I went to the toilet to try and be sick. And I remember just trying to think like of awful stuff. And it, like, as in,
that's
like,
that's to
like,
stop you getting an erection, not to make you
stuff.
Be sick.
No, pooing stuff. Like, I looked down at the toilet and imagined poo and I tried to be sick, but it didn't happen. There's also a bit in Jumanji that makes you feel ill, so I always try and replay that bit.
Which bit?
The bit where it looks like it's like a poo leaf.
Poo leaf? She's not in Jumanji. Yeah, she's on
Bake Off.
Bake Off.
But no, it never makes me feel... Poo leaf. I might stop my thinking of poo leaf next time.
What's Christ. Happened here?
It might have me finish earlier.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, have you got anything else you want to talk about before we move on?
No, let's just get
by the way, what about our fucking mint jingles, by the way? You've not even talked about them.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about these jingles. And when you say our jingles, I recorded some jingles, some voices, we weren't together at the point of creation.
We've already heard the Breaking Joes one.
Yeah. So we're going to hear the 9 out of 10 Club one shortly.
Ethan's film review.
Ethan's
don't forget.
Film review.
That's
coming
next.
Up in a sec. But I...
Top three? Have you heard top three yet?
Yeah. I recorded these and said, you put some of your voice over them, maybe a little back and forth, you do some other stuff. It's all just me.
No, top three's not you.
Which was that?
The top three.
People from around the world saying top three. It's not you, though, is it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, but...
They are nice, though. I do like them. This podcast is brought to you by Sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33. To get 33% off their fabulous products. But, Joe, I mean, what kind of world are Sons.co.uk in?
Well, Sons are in the... I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code, SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
Now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Ethan's film review.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter!
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter!
You won't believe it, it's time for my film review.
What is that Harry Potter thing going on? What is that?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? No. What is it?
I don't know. I found someone saying Harry Potter.
Why is it played twice?
Because it's funny.
Oh, good, yeah.
Ethan James with his film review, everyone.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. By popular demand, it's
you
back.
You certainly marked a Kermode after that Nepalese food, didn't you? That's a good joke. You two won't get it, but carry on.
And Mark Kermode's a film reviewer, isn't he?
Yeah, and a Kermode is another name for a type of toilet, and he marked it with his...
Very good,
shit.
That.
Thank you.
Harry Potter.
Well, popular demand was he's wanting me to do a film review thing because he thought it was quite funny on the live show. The problem I find with this feature is I don't have fucking time to watch films. So we're going to drastically and quickly run out of films and then this feature will be dead soon.
But how many films have you seen in your life?
Well, I don't know.
But more than five.
You've not got any moment in your life to watch a film.
The question should be, how many films in my life do I remember?
So you're telling me from now till next week you do not have time to watch a film?
Not at all. Not at all.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I've had to cancel plans to live.
What plans?
To live?
What plans did you have to cancel?
Well, I was meant to do a couple of days filming and work this week, but I've had to go, no. My dad came down on the Tuesday, on the Friday. On Thursday I've got the Football Clichés podcast.
Oh, so you're going out on Thursday, enjoying yourself?
No, my friend from London's coming up, so I've got to go. Anyway, the films are going to run out, so let's just hold on to it
for now.
You're
really good at hyping up a new feature, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I know. There is this thing where you can watch a film in 5 minutes.
Or just remember a film you watched as a kid.
I don't remember. So, but, well, one I do remember.
Brilliant.
Is Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
And you're probably thinking...
It's been in the news this week, hasn't it?
Has it?
Oh, yeah. The failed Willy Wonka exhibit in Glasgow, which is one of the shittest things of all time, by the way.
Awful.
I'd love to have gone there. 35. Imagine spending like 150 quid for you and your kids to
go. It looked
there.
Like the Fire Fest for kids' entertainment, didn't it?
Unbelievable.
What went wrong?
You were DJing it, weren't you?
Yeah, I played all the tunes.
You got loads of money.
Yeah.
Dexys Midnight Runners.
No, lots of chocolate themed
hot
ones.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
you played that a lot.
Lots of hot chocolate.
Hey, Augustus Gloop's there. They got the guy.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Augustus Gloop.
No, I'm a DJ.
Beat him up.
Don't beat me up.
Beat him up. If we burst his skin, chocolate will come out.
No, it won't.
Stab him.
No, it won't.
Get him.
Nah.
Go on then, Willy Wonkers.
Well, first of all.
30 seconds to Mars.
That's you counting down when you sprint into the corner shop, innit? 30 seconds to Mars. 25 seconds to Mars.
Right, sorry about that.
Go on.
Well,
Aerosmith.
That is very good. Keep going, Ethan.
The first thing.
Push the buttons by Sugar Babes.
Buttons.
Chocolate
fuck off.
Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes, push the buttons.
Sugar Babes is another word for jelly, baby.
Yeah.
Right, Ethan. Ah, my ear.
What? first thing I've got to say is that the other Willy Wonkers or the other Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's load of shite.
Which one are you on about?
All of them.
No, I'm on which about. Which one are you saying is good?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Johnny Depp is a little creepy weirdo.
True.
And I'm seeing.
Proven by law.
What's that good looking fella?
I think it was.
The good looking fella.
Yeah, but Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet, aye. What, like, that shouldn't have been a film. Just, like, stop now.
People like it.
Yeah, people need to grow up. Just watch the one that's good, yeah? But then again, here's the other point of view. Roald Dahl is also a tricky fucker.
Yeah.
We could all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so are the Oompa Loompas. Like, if you were going to make Oompa Loompas again, what would you do with them?
I'd make them...
What would you do with them?
What would I do with them? What kind of people would I put? No, I wouldn't put any specific people in there, actually. It could be...
In where?
In the factory.
Yeah.
It could be anyone.
Could be.
Who wanted to work there on the real living wage, I would do.
You think the Oompa Loompas were on a living wage?
Nah.
Definitely 0 hours contract as well, wouldn't it?
I'm against Wonka, and for a few things, right? Those Oompa Loompas, like you said, like fucking hell, if this is a children's film, we shouldn't be teaching kids to treat people like that and put them in silly clothing and make them do silly dances and essentially, would you say, kill children?
He just traps them, doesn't he?
Mike TV ends up in a telly this big. It's pretty bad. No one ever saw Gloop again.
No.
I would give them a good golden ticket, you see, and I'd give them a great old time.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking weird? That was the weirdest thing you've ever said.
No.
What would you do to a group of kids?
No.
You'd give them Ethan's golden ticket and a good old time. Ethan, this is the second week of this feature.
And you'll be in a world of pure...
Yeah, good old time. I'm sorry, I'm calling it...
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter!
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter!
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Now it's time for this.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
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 Oh, that is sensational!
9 out of 10.
Put a little bit of echo on
you
that.
You should have helped me with that.
Nah, you're brilliant. Right, my 9 out of 10 this week, Sloppy Joe's 2.0. It's all about stepping up the 9 out of 10 club game. And I have brought in what I think is one of the most luxurious bites of food in the world, but yet it's so simple at the same time.
Go on then, what have you got?
I've got, and I've also brought in a very special guest. Yeah, the first time we've got a special guest. It's what I like to call, I don't know how you call it, I call it a grilled cheese.
Is this from the place around the corner where your mate is?
No. Ladies and gentlemen, can you welcome, he's one of the managers of Northern Soul Grilled Cheese. He's called Dom, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Here he is.
How are you, Dom? So do you know Joe, obviously.
Yeah, we go way back.
Vaguely, way back, yeah. About 5-6 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you first came in.
Nice. I'm a greedy boy, aren't I?
Yeah, big greedy boy.
Oh, big was added.
You like the grilled cheese.
Love it.
But you missed out on getting the mac and cheese.
which
I'd say is the best part.
Well, do you want to...
Let's see what we've got. It's the Nova Soul grilled cheese. In Nova Quarter.
Rippy, how you'd like to... How do you know it when you're in the shop?
Well, I like to be kind of...
brutish.
Like the guy Salt Bay.
Yes.
But like ripping the back.
Well, we don't really get,
but yeah, so it's like, you know, when you're alone with someone you like. So these are the mac and cheese bites.
Terrifying.
How
long do the other people like you for? Because I'd be straight on that door.
Lack.
We all like
it. Show. What have you got there, Joe? You dirty bastard.
Well, you can tell us, Dom. You work for.
So these are the mac and cheese bites.
And what's in there? Just the classic grilled cheese?
I'm going to leave that a mystery for you boys.
Yeah. So,
I'm both
in the 9 out of 10 club, yeah?
But so we're going for both.
Wait. I think you need to smell first.
Okay.
What's permeated the room here?
Have you just brought us in the standard one with cheese in?
I think you need to go with the standard.
Yeah.
Fair, it looks
they
very
smell
good.
Great. So what you got over there? You just got a standard,
I've got a standard grilled cheese.
Which I mean, obviously this is from a local place, but anyone can make a grilled cheese all across the world.
It's very good. You can't make it like this.
That's true. Should I go for a bite this?
Yeah. Go on, Ethan. Do you want to come round and have a little go?
Oh yeah, sure.
Have a bite of your own food, there, everyone.
I can't. I'm off the cheese. I've just.
You're off the cheese.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I threw up in the gym this morning. So.
Why?
Well, I'm very unfit, and I had to do some weights.
Had to.
Well, I've got very high cholesterol, and well, obviously, and my doctor rang me up and said you need to stop eating loads of cheese. So I said, go to the gym.
You're the cheese
to try
boy.
And lose weight.
Okay. Does he know what you do for a living?
Yeah. He said, hey, you got to stop doing that. So next time you see me, God knows what I'll be doing.
This is fantastic.
Is it great?
It's just so nice.
Even just the idea of a grilled cheese, either regardless of what. Give us the bites here. What are these fucking
And look
saying?
At the sauce. Have you dipped it in the sauce?
No, I haven't yet.
He's cheesy greedy boy.
Do you make the sauce anything? Yourselves?
Yeah.
In halves?
Yeah.
What's in it?
Sugar.
Right. Passes the fucking
chili.
Fucking hell, you get a lot in a portion, don't you? Christ.
You do.
Passes the sugar sauce.
What's in it? Sugar.
I used to work in a bakery in London, and I used to bring home the leftover cheesecake. It was called Camp's Bäckerei because it was German. And I used to have a cheesecake next to my bed, but now it's just mac and cheese bites next to my bed.
Can I have a mac and cheese bite? I'll these are great. So talk us through.
I don't know if these are mac and cheese bites.
Oh no, the mozzarella bites. How did you not know that? You work for
They them? Look similar.
Okay, from a distance. So talk us through the grilled cheese then, because you know this place. You've been here for years. You and Dom go way back.
No.
Slamming the sugar sauce.
Yeah.
No. Northern Soul grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Have been going for over 10 years. So congratulations on that milestone.
Thanks.
Cheese is the name of the game. Look at Joe there.
That's a cheese pull.
They were your favourite.
Very sought after on YouTube, aren't they?
Yeah. A good cheese pull. Mm. I just think it is great food. Simple ideas, done really, really well. A grilled cheese, mac and cheese bites, stuff like that. I think if people come to Manchester and they want to know where they can get good, like sort of like fast food, good indulgent food, I always send them to Northern Soul.
It is good.
Nice, isn't it?
It's not expensive either, really.
Nah.
No.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm loving it.
Ethan?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm like Dom in the sense that, like, I love grilled cheese and stuff like this, but I'm also lactose intolerant, so I can't have a lot of it.
Right, so I'll have yours, can I?
So I think I'll keep having mine, though, and just suffer the consequences later, because that's what I do with everything. Don't let lactose intolerance ruin your life. That's what I always
Amen.
Say.
Amen. Is that what you say to anyone who suffers from lactose intolerance?
Just eat cheese.
When
have ever people been lactose intolerant in the past? Is it like that thing with bread, where there's new conditions of cheese making where we've gone too far and that's made modern man lactose intolerant?
We've gone too far. When I started working at a Home Sweet Home, it's next to Almost Famous on Deansgate. And about a month before I started working there, they do like buttermilk chicken burgers, so there's obviously milk involved. And the girl said, I can't do milk, I'm lactose intolerant. Okay, and I mix up in the kitchen. She's got this buttermilk chicken thing. Died.
No.
She died.
No,
so
she didn't.
She did actually
she
die.
She did die.
I got confused then. Did you serve her?
No. That was a couple of months before I started working next door, but it was all the talk. People talk about it in hushed tones. I mean, obviously, it's horrendous.
She died from eating milk.
Yeah. So do you want to take back what you said? I know, obviously, cheese is your game, but...
I shouldn't really... I have to... it's very difficult for me because I find the situation is very funny.
Yeah.
Mum's friend's wife died.
Fuck off. You're just not making up stories here.
No, I'm not.
Mum's friend's wife died.
She died from eating frozen pork. She choked on frozen pork.
That's not the same as being allergic.
No, she didn't die from eating frozen. Yeah, she choked on it.
That's not the same as an allergy.
Frozen.
I've got a friend who's allergic to cars. Yeah, he got hit by a 90 mile an hour by a Subaru. Because he fucking died in choked.
And how did they know it was frozen? Did they get it out?
I don't know why he said I had to specify frozen.
If I was choking something frozen, I'd get the hairdryer and blow it down here.
That's a good way defrost to push it. It further into the lungs.
No, defrost it.
Is this 9 out of 10?
It is 9 out of 10 for me, definitely
is. You brought it in, so you bloody well better think so. Ethan James?
You know what? It's a very good toasty. I think it needs a bit of something else to it.
Well, I don't know, Joe. There was a lot of options, but Joe just went plain.
Well, you said I wanted grilled cheese, and Dom brought what he brought.
You have to base your the thing is with this place is you have to go more than once.
That's a good point.
Because this is a base. This is a base start. This is the start of it. This is the start of a journey.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. I think it's too simple to be a 9 out of 10. And I don't just mean this
Hold on. We nearly put water in.
Yeah.
And it's still one of the most contentious things.
Water
is
literally two elements on the periodic table, and that almost went in. And this is too simple. It's very good, but it's not 9 out of 10.
Think of that with
Dom.
Some protein on it.
We're going to have to read.
Meat, sorry.
We're going to have to get some. I did mention bacon. I'm stunned here. You've let this down. Northern Soul, you are 9 out of 10, but Joe's got the wrong
one. We love you, Northern Soul. Sorry, Dom.
You're 9 out of 10.
But it's not made it in.
Oh,
I don't really know. Because the chilli sauce elevates the simple sandwich up.
It does.
And those, can you argue that those are not 9 out of 10?
Those bites are good.
These bites are enough. Probably.
Whilst we've got you here, Dom, we might as well do our final feature.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
So this is where we...
who made that? What was the voice at the end?
It's Chinese lady, don't worry about it.
This is where we pick the top three of a certain category each week, and today we have gone top three cities in the world.
Ooh. Do you want to go first, Joe?
I always go first. Let Ethan go first. Go, Ethan.
Oh, that's a great question, I must say. I'm going to say number three, I'm going to whack down Reykjavik.
Wow.
Number two... I'm gonna whack down.
Stop saying whack down.
All right.
Whack down. Sounds so sexual.
I think I'm gonna put in Rome. Number one was Athens.
Athens is the greatest city in the world.
Athens is very good.
It's had its time, though, hasn't it?
Have you been?
No. Joe, what's your top three?
It's had its time. Top three. Number three.
If only you write it down.
Marrakesh.
Is that? Yeah, okay.
Fantastic. Number two, Rome.
Nice.
Number one, New York.
Brilliant.
Mm. I think the classics.
Wait, was it not capital cities?
And also Marrakesh isn't the capital
cities.
Of anywhere.
Oh,
neither is New York.
The world.
I got
cities
it all wrong
the
then.
Number one, Manchester, obviously, we're the best.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm only joking. That's number three. Number two is Prague. Love Prague with all my heart. Yeah. Number one, New York City, baby.
Wait a sec! You're not putting Dublin on there, the place that you visit fucking 10 times a year and profess to be the greatest place on earth.
No. It's good, it's good.
You're a sick bitch.
Hey, it cost me 13 quid to get there, I love it.
You said it's one of your favourite places on earth.
Yeah, if Prague cost me 13 quid to get there, yeah. I'd probably go to Prague
more.
You're
literally dressed like a pint of Guinness right now and you're telling me you don't love Dublin.
What was your three again?
What? Marrakesh, Rome, New York.
Loser. Dom.
No, I'm not very well travelled, so I have to go off what I've seen on Google Images. So, Tokyo.
Have you been?
No. But I think it looks fantastic. I've heard it's very unsimilar to any kind of Western culture. Yeah, don't eat the pickles. I do like Athens.
I've never been.
It's very good.
What's this?
He's never been.
What is this?
How are you putting this in top three?
How is that your that was your favourite ever city and you've never been?
Tokyo.
Sorry about this.
It's all right. It's okay. Tokyo. Probably New York. Probably. Probably. It's got so many good restaurants there.
Yeah.
We're thinking about opening one there. And number one city.
Still here.
City.
Right, that's...
Oh, no, Mexico City.
Have you been to any of them?
No.
Fucking class feature. The top three.
The top three. Right then, everyone, thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
Oh,
we're on our way to 10,000 subs.
Oh,
stop
my
God. The food.
Thank you for bringing that coming down from Northern Soul Grilled Cheese. Unbelievable. We'll see you later, everyone. Bye.
Everyone.
Sorry, you don't have to.
See you later, everyone.
Oh,
bye.
My God.